Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got Browns Ravens, plural, on Sunday. Cavs lost to Toronto, and people are or are not big mad. We either care or we don't care. I don't know where we're on that. Jose Ramirez enjoying third place again. A top three, that is. But... That open, courtesy of Mac Robinson, not on the board.
Yes. Yes.
Mac's actually holding down the YouTube chat today. Don't be afraid. Hop in there. Can we be nice to each other? But hop in there. Make sure to hit the like button on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel as well. Mac producing. We do have Michael Markoch, a.k.a. Shaggy. Norville Rogers, as he's colloquially known, on the board. Yes. Sorry, I only got like one of those in the thing. And he's also doing the 2020s today. Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hi. Which Shaggy does he look like? I'm sure people are questioning. Which one is it?
Yes. It's definitely the one from Scooby-Doo.
Picture this. We were both butt naked dancing on the bathroom floor. Is that you? Is that you, Mark Koch?
No.
Could you do reggae?
Could you rap? Could you do a reggae rap?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Yes.
I like every time that somebody answers definitively, we just combat it with...
Are you sure?
You don't sound convinced.
Because they don't.
Yes.
They don't ever actually sound convinced. You sound very hesitant in that moment, Mark Koch. I'm not really sure what to make you. I told Nick before the show, I do like your presence, though. And I like that you seem like you don't care at all about our opinion of you. And that I like as well.
Yeah. The key to our hearts is act like we're nobodies.
Yes.
And then, the truth is, we'll probably then be very negative towards you. But in the end... our negativities will balance out, and then we'll end up like best friends.
It's just nice. It's just a nice vibe that you're giving off here.
Yeah, because we've got so many people kissing our butt here. Now, there's a football game on Sunday.
Yes, there is. That happens.
Do we do a vibe check? Huh?
Oh, I don't know. When you're running back $6 tickets, I don't know that there's much of a vibe check to be had here.
That is the vibe check.
I got to say, Ashley and Andrew Siciliano, Ashley Bastock, having some sort of belief in this game that the Browns are going to pull this thing out, while being able to openly admit they're not really sure why. It's just their own vibes, their own gut tells them that something good is going to happen to the Browns, does have me thinking in the back of my mind, there's like a 3% chance that something good happens for the Browns.
This is a home game, and Kevin Stefanski over the last 2 years, don't put him on the road. That's not good. But at home, they've crapped the bed less, right?
Yes, well, they had 13 straight road games they've lost.
Yes.
So they haven't done that. At home, yeah, much better. In the division...
Kevin's always good for a surprise in the division
win.
We
won 3 games last year. It was what? Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore. 2 of those are in the division.
I also think this is a very...
Oh, I hate that I had that burned in my memory.
This is a very simple premise. The Jets game is a game that you shouldn't lose. We know all the details that go into it, but again, they had just traded 2 of their best players off. They clearly signaled they were about 26 and 27. You shouldn't have lost that game. So you need, at some point, and by some point, I mean as soon as humanly freaking possible, you need the other game, right? If you're in a situation where your future's in doubt, where a lot of jobs are on the line, where, I mean, heck, you're just trying to make it from week to week, right? Just trying to close out the season with some semblance of positivity. If you have what can be construed as the worst loss of the season in the NFL or something close to it, you need the opposite to cancel out. And listen, even though the Ravens' record isn't that much better than the Cleveland Browns, they've won three straight games. Everyone thinks the Ravens are back. The defense looks to be at least decent, and Lamar Jackson.
He's fully cleared, too, by the way. Everything's all taken care of for Lamar. So I'm telling you, that Wednesday was just, I'm a veteran and I'm taking an extra day off. I knew that's what it was.
So what happens on Sunday, I think will tell you a lot about the Cleveland Browns, because there is an opportunity here. Maybe, and listen, we can't predict that they're going to win until they actually do it again.
Correct.
Right?
Yes, I am done predicting any sort of wins or anything like that. Here's the thing, until they show us otherwise, we can't believe anything but a 7.5-point spread, a 7.5-point victory by the Ravens is going
to
happen.
Yeah, but this is the opportunity. Like, you either get to prove that the Jets game was your team bailing on you if you're Kevin Stefanski, or that was a learning experience. And then you can spin it forward to being a positive thing. You're back home. Again, divisional games. Kevin puts a lot into these games. So, like, I can't say that I'm, like, incredibly excited for this game, because, quite frankly, I think we should all expect it to go how it's expected to go until they prove otherwise. But it should be noted, the Jets game was that's where it all fell apart loss. This is where it all came back together kind of win on Sunday.
Well, show us that you have something left in the tank. That's what I want to see. But we need a Packers win. We need that type of game where you're like, I didn't think they were going to win. They went in there, they got the job done, and now we have some life. But I'm not expecting that to happen, Nick.
So the only thing is, where the Browns are is just win dummy. Right. So yeah. I'm not trying to say style points. I can't claim style points are necessary, but it'd be nice to have some style points on Sunday.
Now we're getting greedy. I love style points. I don't know that Dylan Gabriel can score enough to even give us style points.
Well, but I think that's why style points would be nice.
Like, the sad part of any of these conversations is I still go back to asking myself, like, at least with Flacco, I'm like, all right, I see how potentially we score a bunch of points. I don't know how we score points on Sunday.
I think like
with that offense, I just don't know how we ever score points.
Totally fair. Absolutely 100% fair. I think most people are. But I think at the heart of that is where I'm thinking, again, it's not win no matter what, and then we'll...
You need some fluky things like what happened for the Jets, you need. You need like two special teams touchdowns and then like a Ronnie Hickman take one back to the house.
But this is where not all wins are created equal. If you win, but Dylan still looks like booty cheeks, all you've done is delay Dylan Gabriel going to the bench. Whereas if you win and Dylan Gabriel has his best game where we can say X, Y, and Z, he took a step forward, that's something I think you can win on. That's something I think you can build on. And that, again, it's the thing none of us should expect. It's the least likely outcome on Sunday.
Yeah.
But that's the kernel of hope that I have. Right? Can Dylan get above 200 yards?
I think I'm out on thinking that could happen. Yeah, that's the problem, is that I think my brain can't get to a spot where I'm like, that's possible for Dylan right now. We've just watched too many bad offenses. I hope you're right, though. I hope we do see something like that out of Dylan.
See, my problem is my counter to you, because you're using like logic and stuff.
Yeah, it's not a good thing to use in this.
My general response gets to be, it's the NFL.
Yeah, where anything can happen.
Any given Sunday.
Any given week.
And you know what? Uh-huh. When you play in the division, throw out the record books.
That is my favorite line. Just throw out the record books. None of it matters.
Which, by the way, counts for every team in this division except the Cleveland Browns. Over the last 30 years, every team can be like, hey, when these two teams meet in the AFC North, you throw out the record
book. It's one of my top five NFL cliches.
With the Browns, up until Stefanski, and this is where I'll give them credit for, up until Stefanski, it was, no, you should definitely not throw out the record books. You should definitely, it's a 1-8 Browns team versus the Ravens. You should just bet based off that.
While we're still trying to figure out if they're actually trying to even win.
And by the way, not just talk about like the record now, like the record recent history. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, that's where, but again, the one thing you give Kevin Stefanski is these kind of games are the kind of games that he's been more competitive at home, divisional rivalry. And again, a win on Sunday would cancel out the Jets' loss. A loss, probably, like, if the Jets' loss was confirmation, you're cooked. This would be double secret confirmation.
Can I make this one a JP BOGO?
Ooh.
A buy one, get one. Is this a buy one, get one? You win the Ravens game, then you automatically get the next game as well. Are we out of BOGOs for the rest of the season with this team?
I think we're out of BOGOs.
We're fresh out of BOGOs.
But
okay.
It would make it feel possible. Right? Like right now, everyone, and I
love
mean
nothing
everyone,
more than offering up BOGOs. You know this.
Everyone is fatalistic. You're basically Marx. but no, everyone is fatalistic, and a win on Sunday would just crack that door open.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So we could be a little delusional. We could talk about things like the second half schedule and so many home games. We could talk about all these things, but it's so weird. Like,
I mean, they win this one. We're back saying they win the Raiders game. We're back saying they win the Titans game. We're talking about a possibility in the Chicago game. Like you're talking. You get to talk that way if you win the game against the Ravens, because you win the game against the Ravens, everything is back on the table from a we can do this any given Sunday mentality.
And if you get,
I don't think it's going to happen.
And if you get blown out, which I think a lot of people would say is the most likely.
You know, Vegas,
outcome.
Though, Vegas is not suggesting a blowout in this one. What's odd, it started out at 44, the over-under. It's now down to 37.5. It has moved
That's
a substantial.
That's as low as the Jets game, yes?
Yeah, it is. Yes. Well, the Jets game got down to 35.5. But yes, it, like they're in that spot where it's like that. Vegas does not believe there's going to be much offense in this one.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Would a win on Sunday cancel out the Jets' loss? Yes, because that was the most inexcusable loss of the season, and it might have been one of the top five most inexcusable losses in the NFL season at large. You need something equally inexcusable on the positive side of things. We do have quick hits coming up at 2:40 today. We got Zach Jackson of The Athletic at 3 o'clock today. We'll talk about the Browns. We'll talk about the state of things with Stefanski, the Di Podesta line of, hey, I don't call plays in Cleveland. Chuckle, chuckle, chuckle. Oh, man, hopefully he didn't take all the good jokes to the confines of Coors Field. Vinny Serrato, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, coming up at 4. We will go behind enemy lines, and we'll talk about the state of the Ravens as they've been playing good football recently. And Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, coming up at 6 o'clock as well. But 216-474-0092. Depending on where you are, I've seen a lot of people say, we're tuning this game out on Sunday. You want them to lose. When it goes big picture for the Browns, would a win Sunday cancel out the Jets' loss? And fear not, Kevin Stefanski, all that's been lost can once again be found.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.